It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. 14 degrees outside right now. On the good side.
Yeah.
We're on the upside of zero this morning.
No minus in front of that number.
No. And you're not going to see that, it looks like, for a while now.
You sure the light isn't burned out?
Well, it's been used a lot, that's for sure. No, it's actually going to be nice. Well, relatively nice for this time of year. Certainly a lot nicer than what we've seen here lately. In fact, we're talking about maybe 60, almost 70 degrees warmer than it was a few mornings ago.
Yeah.
Remember when it was 22 below zero? And we're talking about temperatures up in the 40s, getting on 50 thereabouts here in the next several days. So, welcome to the thaw. We finally found it. What are they going to come up with for a fancy name for that now? We had a polar vortex. What are we going to call this? The Haitian vortex or Jamaican vortex or Caribbean vortex? Or
ozone depletion.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Al. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that fireplace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the Lennox lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces, with models to fit into any existing wood-burning fireplace as well as freestanding units. Lennox's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than the ambience. You will be thrilled with the amount of heat that's available. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Valentine's Day is just a couple days away. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially the guys. It's not that the girls shouldn't remember their guy at Valentine's Day, but it seems like the guys sometimes get into more trouble by, you know.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Making
maybe
a little mistake.
Maybe we should throw more of a fit.
Okay, you start. You first. Well, you know, a lot of times Valentine's Day rolls around and, you know, folks have all kinds of different excuses and things. You know, well, gosh, it's just so close to the holidays. I spent all my money at the holidays, or my credit card bills from the holidays just came due. I don't have any money to do anything. Well, I was looking around the other day, and this website called MyDearValentine.com, they had some interesting suggestions. It's entitled No Money, No Worry. Now, you don't have to worry about this, because I know you're spending gobs of money on Valentine's
Day. Hallmark, have they decided to delete this, or what? You know, it's called Valentine's Day, the Hallmark holiday.
Yes, but it's there. You better pay attention to it. Well, they give us some hints about how you can celebrate Valentine's Day, even if you don't necessarily, if you're working on a budget. Let's just put it that way. If you're working on a budget, they suggest that there's a way you can actually celebrate Valentine's Day on $1. And the problem there is that teenagers are often left with no or maybe very little pocket money when they have to buy something special for their loved ones on Valentine's Day. But they say the good news is it is possible to woo your partner even with a budget as little as a dollar. And they say the best way to fit your celebrations within such a budget is to give just go out and gift something simple, maybe one rose or maybe a craft item at home. You can do some different things that maybe would help you in the home area, rustling something up real quick, or you know, some other way. You can pluck some fresh flowers, maybe from maybe not necessarily out in your garden now, but you know, there are different ways to do things. But you know, you can look around for some different ideas for on the cheap, I guess. But also, they list Valentine's Day ideas for a couple of bucks, for under $2. You can arrange a big party. Maybe do some things to impress your partner with some different household decorations or things, and all kinds of different ways that you could maybe scrapbook, put something personal together that they may like and actually cherish for a very long time. You know, if you're really working on that budget and you have to do it under, say, $5, well, they suggest maybe you prepare the morning tea when your Valentine wakes up. You know, you could present a bunch of flowers to start the day so you get them off to a good start. And get them smiling early. Giving a little surprise like that to your loved one in the morning helps to pave the way for a nice day, and it can fit easily within a budget. You can do some different types of activity type things. You know, you could send a Valentine's Day card, and maybe also take a walk you know, out someplace. If it's nice enough out, take a walk someplace. Spend a little bit of time together, just talking. Because, you know, we never do that while we're staring at our phones. Strikes home, doesn't it? Valentine's Day ideas also come under $10. You don't have to necessarily, if you can't afford it, you don't have to spend a ton of money. You can always do some different things for under $10, too. You can arrange for some things that'll fit into the budget and still go a long way. You can maybe pick up some candles, some small lighting bulbs to adorn a table that you may have set that you can sit down and and put the cell phones away and sit down and have maybe a nice chat or a nice visit, a nice dinner. Talk for hours. Spend some time together. Maybe some handmade cookies or a coupon holder that you put together or something. There are all kinds of different ways that you can come up with some ideas for under a certain amount of money. Now, they give us some other ones, too, but I was looking at some different ones, too. Like, for example, Valentine's Day under $25. You know, if you think you're wrong, you can't celebrate Valentine's Day with that limited budget. It is possible to impress your loved one with a small budget. Just think creatively. Maybe plan a date to a place that's known for its natural beauty. Maybe they have a favorite spot that they like to go to, just to kind of get away for a little bit. Just some creative thinking there. You can figure some things out. Maybe you can enjoy just some time alone, a walk. You know, if the weather's nice enough, maybe a short drive someplace where you turn the radio down a little bit and have a chance to just visit a little bit and get in touch once again. Bring some chocolate or snacks or something like that to kind of whet the appetite a little bit. Maybe a little picnic lunch you can put together. You know, it depends on what you think you can have available to spend at this particular time. Now, if you need to do it under $50, there are ways you can do that, too. Maybe you plan a short trip together. Not very far, but just something like to, you know, a local attraction someplace that you might want to go to. Maybe a local museum where you can spend some time, or a vineyard or something like that, a winery type thing, where you can just spend some time just kind of relaxing, not thinking about things for a while. You know, do something that you can do where you don't have to take off and go a long, long way. Also, you know, if you're looking at $100 or less for Valentine's Day, well, you can actually get a little bit more creative. There are plenty of things you can do if you're thinking about that. You could put together maybe a nice dinner table at your home. Some homemade delicacies, fruit, champagne, things like that. You can all get at a reasonable cost. It's Valentine's Day, so take your loved one out on a date. You know, no matter what you're doing for that particular day and what your budget is, it's all about how much effort you really put into making your partner feel special. So remember, Valentine's Day is celebrated with much fanfare and enthusiasm by people of all ages, whether we're young, old, middle-aged, teens, adults. It's a day when we look forward to doing something special and gifting something unique to show how much the people in our lives really matter. So, you know, whether you're able to spend $1 or $100, make sure that you spend some time looking through some of those things and, you know, make it meaningful to that person. Now, if you happen to be in the plumbing and heating business, because I know how much money you guys make.
Yeah.
Huh? What? Yeah. Did I miss something there?
Okay.
I also found this little note here, too, about the world's most expensive Valentine's Day meal. Now, I know your wife
and that's got something to do with plumbing and heating.
Well, like I said, I know how much money you guys make, so you're good. I mean, if you want to give this a shot, there's a chef by the name of Adam Simmons, and he created this 8-course Valentine's Day meal that's laden with some of the most well-known aphrodisiac foods out there. Now, for about $99,500...
That sounds like more than your budget.
Yeah, I'll rub my pennies together. For about $99,500, he'll actually come to your home. And he'll prepare this exquisite menu that, according to the British luxury retail site Very First Two, it features delicacies such as native oysters with Almas white caviar, which is a symbol of fertility, confit foie gras, and smoked eel. I haven't had smoked eel in a while.
You know, for $99,500, I'll come to your house and cook you a meal. I might even do it for $50.
It includes risotto with carabineros prawns, saffron, also believed in the Middle East to be an alluring thing to women. Also on the menu is gold leaf, wagyu beef, fermented celeriac, hops, and silver leaf. Now, the company that touts this meal, they say it's about double the average annual income of Americans. They tout it as the world's most expensive Valentine's Day meal. So if you're thinking about, you know, just skipping the truffles and whatever else. Well, and by the, they'll do truffles, too, for you on that, too, along with some Pacific bluefin tuna and all kinds of different things that they include in that as well. But it's quite the deal. You know, and if you're going to spend $99,500 on the world's most expensive Valentine's Day meal, then why wouldn't you want to wash it down with, you know, some pretty good stuff? Corney and Barrow has selected an exclusive wine pairing menu. Over $27,742 worth of bubbly, both reds and whites. So, you know, if you're going to spend almost $100,000 on your meal, you probably want a little entertainment too, right? Yeah. Well, a live harpist and a romantic poet also come to your home with that dinner. Now, here's the good deal. They throw that in.
This is all included for the $99.
Yeah, they throw that in. There's no extra cost.
I guess I should have known that first.
No extra cost at all. So there you go. So now, see, you didn't even have to think through it very much. I got you covered.
Oh, man. You just got it all figured out, don't you?
I don't know about that eel, though. I don't know how anybody gets themselves in the mood after they think about eating eel.
I think after I've seen that menu, I'd probably have to go to one of the fast food places.
Well, think it over. It's the most expensive Valentine's Day meal in the world. Probably only do it once. Or never, like the rest of us. Huh?
Exactly.
Hey, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
All of our plumbing technicians have extensive education on doing just the right thing by code for you and your home. We follow the Universal Plumbing Code and UPC and always have. The new state laws are in effect, and you can be rest assured that Camlin Plumbing and Heating is right on target, fully licensed, and covered by a large blanket of insurance, as we always have been. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has and always will be a stickler about adhering to the letter of the law. And as always, we will probably go just the extra mile to make sure that your home is safe and the best job is done. If we make a mistake, our customers know with good common sense warranty program that we've got you covered. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. Thought of the day today comes from John Dewey. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself.
Got that right. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Appreciate you coming in this morning. All right, so there's your deal. Don't forget Valentine's Day. You only have a couple of days left. Make sure you get it done and get it done right.
Did you want me to call that guy? If you can give me that number, I'll call him for you, Jim.
Excellent. You set that up for me?
Yeah.
I want to see you waiting tables that night, too. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.